Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Have you had a cigarette today?
Yes, why?
Oh, I'm just checking. You seem a little on edge.
Because I've got like a really sore gland.
Since when?
Am I allowed to feel what I feel as a human being, Jade? I've got a pain in my gland and I feel run down and I'm in a mood and I need some Panadol.
I've got Panadol.
Well, can you pop it out?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. We'll get some water.
That's why I'm in a mood.
Get the glands down.
There's always, I know when you get a little bit cranky pants on, it's either you need to eat, you need to do a poop, or you're sick.
Well, I've done all three of those things today. And
it hasn't helped.
Or you haven't had a cigarette. Four. It's funny because as we get to know each other a little bit more, the list of like Maddie's quirks is slowly doubling up.
Coming to fruition.
Yeah, we all have our quirks.
Yeah.
It's part of the game.
Yeah, me too. I do.
You got a present today. That made me happy when you unboxed your present.
Yeah. I unboxed my present.
Where's your box? Can I have a look?
Oh, no, I don't want you touching
it. I'm not touching it, Jade. Let's just go through it.
No, I'll open it.
I want to.
No, you'll touch it. I don't want germs on it.
Jade got a free dildo / vibrator from
Abby
Chatfield.
Yeah. Massive dildo.
I wasn't going to touch it, Jade, just so you know.
Well, I'm protective of it. I don't like, you know, don't want bad juju on my dillies. So it's a beautiful apricot colour, the colour of a peach.
One to add to the collection.
And it's nice and soft like a peach.
There you go.
What's that bottle that you got with it?
Oh,
with
that's
the glitter?
For you.
Yeah, can I have it, please?
Because you can have the champagne.
Is it champagne?
I think so, or a wine. I don't know. I'm not a big alcoholic.
What does it say? Are you sure it's not some sort of
not a big
something
drinker.
That goes with?
It doesn't actually
It doesn't say.
Say.
I tried to look, but I don't know. Because it's a beautiful bottle. So it's from Abby, or it's by Abby's teamed up with Vush. And they've created the Vush X Abby collection. So they're obviously an adult dilly company who've made the G-Spot vibrator.
I liked how you went into the phrase with like a politically correct G-rated adult. And then you went, you know what? Fuck it. Vibrator dilly company. You know, fuck it. Fuck it. The podcast is for 18 plus. Why bother?
You can go have a look at Vush _ official. But yeah, Abby Chatfield, who was actually on The Bachelor, she's teamed up with some adult toys. And I'm looking forward to
Are you drinking
to
the champagne straight out the bottle warm?
Yep.
It's been a big day, hasn't it, Maddie?
What you call mother's milk.
And what I love is that they've given you a little box to put your dilly in.
You're literally sculling it. Mm. A man of the people, Maddie is.
I love
it. Thing when you scull champagne is very fizzy in the belly.
Oh, my God,
There'll
it is.
There'll be no Panadol for you now. You can't mix those two things together. You just have to get over it.
Well, you know what?
Anyway,
that's why I'm drinking it.
That's a good day for me because rarely do I ever get a freebie.
Jade, get it. You really know how to wind me up when I'm in a bit of a mood. You get so much for free, more than any of us on this show.
I don't know.
You've also organised free period undies now on the
Not
way,
for
too.
Me, though. That's for our
you'll
listeners.
Take a couple.
No.
Bullshit.
So I don't know if we actually would have been on our podcast. So if you remember last week, I talked about the period undies for women that are out there and they're revolutionary and they help the environment and they're comfortable, great for young teens who are just sort of coming to that time in their life where they start menstruating. So I'm excited.
Yeah,
great thing
really
to give
good.
Away.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
I think it's really
you guys
good.
Zoned out,
I glazed
didn't you?
Right
I think it's
over.
Really good. What you're doing?
Yeah.
I don't want to sit through another conversation about it though.
All right.
It awkward's Maddie out for some
reason.
Yeah,
it's all right. It's funny because you came out of the Johnny, so I don't know why you're so frightened of it.
I don't remember that though. You know, not a
blocked
thing.
Out.
It's amazing. Like, do you guys know what your last memory? Well, your very first memory, I should say,
oh,
is.
Oh, we're not going down this chat too
yeah, long. But do you know?
Go.
Yeah, but do you know?
No, I couldn't have a clue. Wouldn't have a clue.
Think
I
about
remember
it.
Mine.
Yeah, what is it? Your very first memory.
I was lying
memory.
In bed with my mum.
Yeah.
After some questioning, like, throughout my life, we were living in a suburb called Caringbah, which is in the Shire in Sydney.
Yeah.
And I remember being in bed with her alone, and I had this terrible nightmare that I was put into a garbage bin.
Oh, my God.
And the garbage bin collected the bin.
Is this a dream? I think this is a dream.
Sorry, that was a dream, but it was my memory the next morning of the dream. That's my first memory. How I felt that night.
Oh, fuck.
Very
hell.
Cryptic.
That's insane.
I'm too tired to understand.
My first memory really was when I dreamt, I had a bad dream as a child.
Oh, and you were cuddling up to your mum.
Yes.
Like,
oh, it's so hard to fucking understand. Am I speaking another language?
Yeah.
The way you told it was cryptic.
It was a bit crazy.
It's been a lot of swearing in the space of 5 minutes today.
Look, it's been a big day.
We need to go and deliver.
Beer.
We've got to go. Flood Relief Beer. Now, please, if you are listening, we are selling our Flood Relief Beer, teaming up with Styx Brewery, which is a great brewery here in Newcastle. If you want to buy a case, all the money goes to Flood Relief. The charity is Give It. Styxbrewery.com.au. This is what we do. We've become delivery drivers now, you see? So
we're going to be working a big day today. Almost a 12-hour day, maybe.
Do the right thing.
I stink today, too. I can't even go home.
Buy some beer.
Yeah.
It's like people lost their houses and stuff. Do the right thing. Okay?
$70. Crevo's been like the muscle man when he's like been convincing people.
That's your line. Do the right thing.
Yeah.
Do the right thing.
Well, otherwise people go, don't do it.
No, but some people can't afford $70, and I understand that. So you can actually also get 4 cans for $22. If you are struggling a little bit, but you like your beer and you want to give back, $22 is affordable.
Hit at the Jade Leader up and she'll buy you a case because she's got so much money.
See me rolling.
Yeah, that's why I work 2 jobs.
Well, I'm just saying.
And you get a lot of freebies too, life's cheaper when you're not paying for your own dillies.
Yeah.
That's a $200 present you got today. Will you show your husband?
And you got the wine. Yeah, I will, actually. We were going to meet him. He's actually coming on our delivery today. So,
which I find a little bit weird.
Why?
I can't. Like, if Emmy had to do an extra 2 hours of work, I would never go with her.
Yeah, but my husband loves me. I know that's hard for you guys to believe.
Yeah, but you're also at work.
Yeah, but he loves me. And
yeah,
we like spending time
does.
Together. You're one date. Don't be jealous. You'll find someone who wants to spend every second of the day with you.
Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
See ya.
Goodbye.
This is awesome. Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
I know this might be unpopular, but when everyone says, you know, but J.R. Tolkien books?
Yeah.
In high school, I hated those.
Not for you.
Not for
me.
Different strokes.
A lot of book readers out there.
I don't care.
A lot of bookworms. They're going to hit you with the spine of their books.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Morning, everyone. How are we today?
Good morning, beautiful people.
Maddie from the newsroom. Good morning. Welcome back. How was your birthday over the weekend? Was it good?
It was wonderful, actually. It was very nice.
Aww. The pictures looked amazing.
Happy birthday. We missed you yesterday. You were here, but you had to work during the day, didn't you?
Yes, I did. We've had a few little shuffles around in the newsroom over the last couple of days, but things are back to normal today.
Oh, good.
Yay. We missed you.
Good morning, Jackson. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm all right.
Whereas Jade called you Stuss because you're wearing a Stussy shirt.
Well, Stuss, my new nickname. Mm.
Yeah, a Stussy. Do we even know what language that is? Or is it just someone just came up with a name?
Making money.
Oh, my God. Paul Crevo this morning. Jade and I have started doing tongue twisters before the show.
Yeah.
Simultaneously. And you look like you were about to pull whatever was left on your head off.
Yeah, the few fine hairs left on my head. It was like being, you know, like when kids are in a preschool classroom. And the teacher goes, say all this stuff just to get heaps of energy out of the kids. Right? It's not
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked.
It's really good for your, what is it? Enunciation.
Enunciation.
Oh,
that's
look
right.
at me yeah. go.
You should join us, Crevo. Join
I'll
us.
Be right, thanks.
There's so many benefits to tongue twisters I didn't realize.
What are some of the other benefits other than speaking more clearly?
No. I'll read it out to you. Sorry.
Okay. Driving your co-workers insane. Check.
Tongue twisters are a great
great way to practice and improve pronunciation and fluency. They can also help to improve accents by using alliteration, which is the repetition of one sound.
So that's if you're like you don't have you want to imitate another accent. Say you're from overseas.
I'm American.
Yeah, exactly. And you wanted to create an Australian accent or to fit in with society here, you might use tongue twisters.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's good.
Yeah, well, that's the main thing.
You just have to leave the room.
Yeah, let me know when it's on, and I'll sit outside.
You would have been a punish in drama class.
Yeah, I just wouldn't have joined because drama class yawn.
Speaking of drama, guys, the world is a buzz. You've probably seen this in your news feeds, but we have to talk about it because there's a baby that has been born with three penises.
Three
penises. Like, I didn't even know this was possible. Like, everyone always jokes about, three boobies. You know, you see that in a lot in comic books and stuff like that.
Do you? What comics are you reading?
Oh, I think it's been in... I think it's been in heaps. But there's always the joke, there's nothing better than a woman with three titties. Oh, I think actually it was in that show, The Big Bang Theory.
Is that a comic book that you read?
No, it's not a comic book.
It's all about the three.
Look, it doesn't matter, but
we'll have to talk about
this baby because it's actually pretty incredible. It's a medical marvel.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And Jade, you've got a great story about a baby born with not one, not two, but three penises.
It is a first.
Or is it peni?
No, I don't think penis is a thing.
No, neither do I. There's certainly eyes involved.
This is why you're not a doctor. But in a first in medical history ever, a baby boy has been born with three penises, and it's been revealed that it happened over in Iraq. Now, some are arguing that it has happened before over in India, but it's the first time.
Who's right, you or some arguing?
Well, the thing is that they're arguing because apparently India is claiming that they've had a baby born with three penises before
what
Iraq.
A fight to have.
I know. They're fighting for the claim of it.
We got it first. It's like going to the moon first.
Yeah, but because over in India they're like, it's not our fault that the American medical journal didn't want to publish it. Like, so beats me, right? But apparently this is the first time it's happened. The baby was reported to have been born 3 months ago. The condition is called, I hope I pronounce this right, triphalia.
I reckon you did.
I think I nailed it. According to the doctors, his parents discovered two skin projections at the base of his scrotum, after which they took him to the doctor. The doctors were baffled when they discovered that they were actually penises. One measured 2 centimetres, while the other was 1 centimetre. And, basically only one of the penises had a head, but they had to have them removed.
Oh, they took them off.
They took them off. So,
damn.
So apparently only the child's main penis was functioning.
Okay.
So the doctors removed the excess penises because he had no need for them. He would have been part of a freak show if they were still,
Do you know what, though? Honestly, are they really penises if they don't have a head, or are they just lumps? You know what I'm saying?
I think
it's like excess skin.
This is like that thing, if a tree falls over in the woods and nobody hears it, does it make a sound? If the penis doesn't have a head, is it still a penis?
Apparently, I believe this it's called diphalia, and that's a condition where a child is born with two penises. And apparently it affects 1 in 6 million boys. So that actually happens more commonly.
That's pretty common.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, compared to the first one ever.
Well, that is true.
God, imagine if they all worked.
Wow.
Like the three of them.
You'd have to pick the biggest one for operation purposes, get rid of the other two.
You know, the smaller ones?
Well, yeah, do your lad a favour, you know?
It's like a lot of
rings,
one
left.
Ring to rule them
well,
all.
Well, if all three
they
worked.
Left them if they worked.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what?
Let the boy decide
I would
down
have
the
suffered
track.
As a child, but as I grew older, I would have realised how good that would have been, having three.
Imagine trying to aim three at a time at the toilet.
At the porcelain.
What a nightmare, wouldn't it?
Well, indeed.
What a great story.
Well, hey, it's beware. Like, always we check always, your kids' bits, I guess. Make sure there's nothing funky happening.
1 in 6 million. That's for two, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
for
yeah.
two.
What are the odds for a triphalia?
Well, it's one, the first one ever. So you've got to do some more
sounds
counting.
Sounds like some horse racing on the weekend. What are the odds for that triphalia?
It's a triphalia. Just like, don't you mean a trifecta?
Oh, God. Hey, guys, we are playing Lads versus Lasses up next. We need one guy, one girl for Newcastle's Ultimate Battle of the Sexes game. Let's have a look at the leaderboard right now. The Lasses are still leading 27 to the Lads 24. We can do this, guys. On offer, family pass.
Tenure, guys.
For the Pixar putt on Wheeler Street, which looks amazing. If you want to play, call now, 13 1009.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Okay. It's Newcastle's Ultimate Battle of the Sexes game. Yes, this is guys versus girls. Lasses have won the last few days. 27 gold stars to our Lads, 24. We can do this, boys. Come on, come on, come on. On offer, of course, as I said, Pixar Part Family Pass. Great for the school holidays, guys.
18 holes now, so
18 holes.
You want that. It's time to meet our lass this morning. It's Natasha. Her coffee order is a large cap, one sugar, and was maths obsessed. But it's gone off it. The highlight of her week has been her snake had babies. Oh. What kind of snake do you have?
I have a green tree python.
Oh, they are so cute. Does it have the little yellow eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, they're beautiful snakes. Such good natured.
Out of curiosity, how many babies does a snake have in one go?
Oh, she had 15.
Oh,
oh my God, that's lot.
Natasha. So was that 15 eggs and you got all 15?
No, we had 18 eggs, but we got 15.
Wow, that's a pretty good strike rate, though.
Yeah.
Do you keep them all, Natasha, or do you sell them?
We try and keep some of them, but we sell probably half of them.
How long does a green tree python live for?
About 8 to 15 years.
Wow.
And you keep some of them, so do you just release them into the wild, or you just...
You sell them.
We sell them.
Yeah. What does a green tree python go for? Like, what would you get for one of those?
1,800 each.
Oh! Wow. You struck the jackpot.
Yeah, but you don't need to
pay. You've
got to
have a license, though. You don't sell them to just anyone.
Yeah, no, I have a license.
Yeah, and it's a lot of care and maintenance and knowledge, I reckon, to keep
you
know,
fascinating. Snakes.
Yeah. Really cool business. All right, let's get into the questions for you.
All right.
Number one, Mustad is a famous brand of what? Now, we're just looking generically here. Mustad.
No good.
No. Fishing gear. All right. Question number two. A Morse taper is a type of what? I'll give you a hint. Tool area. Tools.
What was it? A Morse taper?
Morse taper.
No idea.
It's a big drill bit. It's a big one. All right. Number three. What does it mean if you have a set of muddies for your car?
Four-wheel drive tyres.
You got it. Woo-hoo! One on the board. Well done.
All right, Natasha, hold there. We're going to meet James now. He's 30 from Maitland. He works in retail. His mates reckon he's pretty laid back and easygoing, but he would like to know when he's going to die over how he's going to die. That's pretty
some deep
interesting.
Shit. Hey, James.
How you going?
Yeah, I don't think I'd like to know. I guess so. I think I'd agree with you.
You just changed your mind right then and there.
Yeah, I did. I think, you know, I'd rather know when I was going to die than how.
All right, you need two right to walk away with the win, man, or one to go to a coin toss. Jade, question one, please.
All right, microdermabrasion is a beauty treatment which does what?
What was the word?
Microdermabrasion.
This is...
With your skin?
Pardon?
A multiple
yeah,
choice.
But what does it... Oh, is it?
Yes, Jane.
Oh, okay, sorry. A, it removes dead skin. B, it sucks out pimples and blackheads. Or C, it massages the face.
I'll say A.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
Correct. Got it. One right. on the board.
Okay, which actress played Miranda Priestly in the movie The Devil Wears Prada?
I don't know her face.
That's all right. It was Meryl Streep. Yep. So if you get this one right, you win. What was the name of Nick Lockie and Jessica Simpson's early 2000s reality show?
Nick Lachey, Jade.
Oh, sorry.
Nick Lachey, sorry, who else?
And Jessica Simpson's early 2000s reality show.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, cool. We get to go to a coin toss. Oh,
my God. You are now tied. And we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Oh, yes, here we go. Coin toss to win the prize. Pixar Putt Family Pass. Heads or tails today? James?
Head.
Flip that coin, Crevo.
It's come up heads.
You
it's
win.
Heads.
Boom. Just like that. There you go. Off to Pixar Park. Congratulations, man. Sorry, Natasha.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On New FM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. So, guys, last week there was a big Cage Fury Fighting Championship, which is an MMA match over in Philadelphia, yeah. in the States, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bout between Devin Goodale and Keetag Pliev. Now, if you know, you might know these names, you might not, but Mr. Pliev is a former Olympic wrestler, but he's switched over to MMA, right? A lot of people doing
all the money's
money.
In MMA at
That's
the moment, right?
Right?
It's
yeah.
huge. But hold on a second, are you yeah. talking sport here, Crevo?
Well,
this is rare.
It's really just a backdoor into another conversation.
Oh my
right?
God, didn't know you were up with MMA.
Yeah, I'm not, but you'll find out more about it in a second.
He
right?
called him Mr. Pliev. That's not MMA style.
That's my questioning style, that. Right? Anyways. They have this big championship last week.
Yeah.
In one of the early rounds, this former Olympic wrestler had his finger dislocated, right? And you think, oh, okay, but being like a super tough guy.
That sounds like an injury that can happen during an MMA match, right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. Being a tough guy, though, mm-hmm. he just continues, mm-hmm. right? And goes, don't worry about it.
I'm okay.
I'll be absolutely fine. However, a couple of rounds later, his finger was fully severed.
Oh!
Came right off!
Ooh! He lost a finger.
I think that's called being degloved.
Oh.
I think that's what that's called
is
when
it?
It's a finger. Oh. What I thought we could do based on that then, 13 10 09, have you lost a body part and what happened? We're looking for your stories. It can be sport related. It can be any other way you lose a body part.
Oh, chainsaw accident. Surely would happen a lot on farms around the Hunter.
All right, so the best story today will give the person a bottle of beautiful New FM wine.
Yeah. Hunter Valley wine.
Drink up, you've earned it.
We'll open the cellar today for a good story.
Yeah, get into the cellar if you've got a great story. 13 10 09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey, 13 10 09 this morning, we're asking you, did you lose a body part and what happened? There's a man that sounds like he's just lost a body part.
It doesn't he? What? This is all after former Olympic wrestler Keetag Pliev turned MMA fighter in one of the early rounds of his recent fight. He dislocated his finger. The doctor said, you know what, you should probably pull out now. And
it's
like,
okay, I can do
fine.
It.
I'll be fine, I'm tough, you know. A few rounds later, that finger came clean off.
Not so tough, eh?
Not ideal.
How horrible.
I wonder if he got it reattached.
Well, he did surgery. They've done a huge surgery, but it'll be so long before he can, like, fight or do anything normal again because, like, all those nerves and stuff and all those...
They
like,
need to be reconnected.
Wouldn't it be better just letting it... just go?
Not if you can reconnect it. It's
really?
Better to have all your fingers.
But it'll
what
take
would you
forever.
Prefer, Jade? Four fingers or five? I know the answer for me.
No. I think I'd rather just let it go. Like, if in his stance, right, like, he's just a wrestler. Like, it's going to come off again. You've had it.
Sometimes you need all your fingers, Jade, you know?
Like, I've still got three to pick my nose, like, if need be. Like, it's fine.
High-fiving?
Yeah, no one wants to high five. No one wants to high four.
I still
yeah.
feed myself. That's all that matters.
You've got a husband to feed you. You don't need fingers.
Now, Maddie from the newsroom, I believe you have a story.
I do, yes. So speaking of, you know, accidents in the country, I believe, Jade, you mentioned that before. I know a guy who had his thumb pulled off by a calf. So,
Like a moo cow.
Like a baby cow.
So what happened there?
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, he's a farmer. Occasionally, every now and again, you got to look after calves who, if they're separated from their mum or whatever reason.
So it thought his thumb was like a teat or something.
Oh, yes. Poor little cow.
And cows are very strong. So once a cow's got your thumb locked in its jaws, it's not coming out in one piece.
Wow.
Yeah, aww. So now he just has sort of a nub where his thumb was.
High four.
What a great story.
Not for him.
Do I get a bottle of wine?
Yeah. I'm sure we can arrange that.
I think it's sweet. Like, he just wanted his mummy.
Oh, only you would say that.
Only you would sympathise with the thumb gobbling cow. It's
definitely an aggressive, violent cow.
I'll tell you what, Jade, if that happened to me, I'd be having steak for dinner.
Yeah. Straight away.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't let you hurt that moo cow. I really haven't really lost a body part. I've lost a fingernail. But
oh, well, tell us big stories. What happened?
Well, that's not really a body part.
Well, it sort of is, isn't it?
Okay, what's the story?
Well, okay, so when I lived on the Sunshine Coast, Ben and I were surfing at King's Beach, and I got wiped out by a wave. And so when I was under the water, I had fake nails on, so my nail clipped one of the rocks.
So it was a fake nail, not even your real nail.
Well, no. So I clipped the nail, on a rock when I was, getting tumbled in the wash. And then when I'd come up, I looked, and my whole nail had lifted beyond the cuticle. So I was trying to hold my arm up above the ocean and swim out whilst I was getting pummeled, and there's just blood going everywhere. And then I've yelled out, Ben, I need to go to the doctor. And his mate's gone, what? I said, doctor, I've lost my nail. And his mate's like, I've got duct tape in the back of the car. I kid you not. And I said, we need more than duct tape. And then so they've come out and they've gone white. And my whole nail, because you know how your nail actually grows beyond like...
It was flapping around the cover of a book.
We've had Helen call up.
Yeah, no. Just let me finish though.
Yeah,
so we went to the
doctor.
You
lost your nail, Jade. No, it's not a finger.
Yeah, no, not kidding. But they actually gave injections in between my fingers. So the needles went in between. The flappy bits to make it numb, and they actually removed the whole nail, and they didn't think it was ever going to grow back.
And it did. Look at that. Helen, hey, real quick.
Good morning.
Hi. Tell us about your story.
So I cut my toe off, my second toe off, with a lawnmower.
Oh, that's
how
my worst nightmare.
How did that happen?
It's just a freak accident, Jade. It was 2 days before Australia Day. And I just wanted to get the lawn mowed, and I put it up on the driveway, the lawnmower, and I was emptying the catch, and the way my foot was, my hand just slid off the lawnmower and ran over my foot. I had sneakers on, but still managed to lose my second toe.
Oh my God.
Did you get it reattached?
Oh, no, it was beyond
reattaching.
Did you go looking for the little pieces? Like, what happened? Oh. I'm just curious.
I was in shock, so I looked, I heard the... It sounded like a tear, but it was actually like the cut of my sneaker.
Yeah.
And I looked at it, and then I was just jumping around, hanging onto my leg, until my ex-husband worked out that I'd actually cut my toe off.
Oh, my God. Well, you get the wine. Sorry, Maddie. We've got to take that away from you. What a story.
You're not really being sick.
That makes me so sick.
How?
This is the exact story we asked for.
I'll have to show you
next time
I see you.
Yeah, I'd love to see you cut off toe.
This is a perfect segue, Jade. You love a good segue.
I do.
It's time for Beat the Meetup next.
Yoo-hoo. Thanks, Helen. Beat the Meetup. Let's win some sausages right now. All thanks to Singo's. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. If you want to win, all you have to do is say stop,
you're
before,
allowed to stop before the lawnmower sausage cuts off the toe.
No, before the sausages explode.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you've got this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Oh, yeah, if you want to win some sausages, now's the time on 13.09.
This game really stood the test of time, hasn't it?
Everyone loves Beat the Meat. If you got a chance to win free meat, why wouldn't you?
They tried to shut it down, management, at the start. You can't call it that.
Oh, it's disgusting. We're like, what? You got to just beat the meat to win free meat.
I don't know what they were talking about.
Yeah, I don't know either, but it's all thanks to Singo's. We couldn't do it without those guys. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. And right now, we're going to our lucky fellow, Michael, from Wonji Wonji. He's 52. It is his birthday today. Big happy birthday.
Happy
birthday. Are you at work, Michael?
Yep.
That's no way to spend your birthday. Do you have plans for tonight?
Well, the wife's got something planned, so yeah, we'll be doing something tonight.
What do you do for work, Michael?
Painter.
Oh, yes, yes. Do you have good colleagues? Do they do anything special for you on your birthday?
They haven't found out about it yet, but yeah.
I'm sure they will now.
A big tin of, what is it? The Dulux jelly beans, all yours.
Yeah,
that'd
be good.
All right, man. Well, look, let's hope you can win for your birthday. You know how this works. You just have to say stop before the sausages explode.
Yep, cool.
All right, here we go. Let's beat the meat with the birthday boy, Michael. One sausage. Four sausages. Six sausages. 12 sausages. 15 sausages. 21 sausages.
Ooh.
26 sausages. 27 sausages. 28 sausages. 32 sausages.
Yeah, okay.
Happy birthday.
That was so scary.
But you get nothing.
Oh, well.
Sorry, mate.
You played to win. You're a big gambler.
Oh, well. Sorry, bro. Oh, I feel really bad now.
I know, but it's not our fault.
Yeah,
he knew the rules.
Michael's a greedy man.
32 was a big one.
That was. I was scared because I didn't know when it was going to stop. I was freaking out for him.
Yeah,
I'm not a gambling gal.
No, oh, I feel so bad. It's his birthday.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, that's awful. News time with Maddie up next here at New FM. Good morning. Plus, Liam from Maths on the show.
Great.
Of course, it continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. Great show. It's coming up next. New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up. I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
For those who don't know, Crevo's ankles fuse together.
Yeah.
Like the bones, they become one and then they sort of re-break.
I thought I had problems this morning. I've washed half of my clothes doing like a big wardrobe clean out and I'm wearing a shirt that looked great on me 3 summers ago.
This is The Novos.
New FM. What makes the
world go. Guys, big night on Maths last night. The couples remaining on the show, they went on like their final dates, which was really cute. Loved it. Now, Liam and Georgia. So, Liam we've spoken to before. He's the bisexual groom. They had a big conversation last night about their future and they spoke about, I guess, the elephant in the room in Georgia's words. She asked him, you know, can she, like, trust that he, you know, will be loyal to her long term after the show? Obviously, because he has other needs and desires, right? Oh, obviously. Okay. So they had a really great chat about that. But I also want to talk to Liam about this video that's come out from another contestant, Jason. He said some pretty mean things. This video's leaked in the last couple of days about Liam, so we'll get his thoughts on that.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey guys, Maths continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9, and Liam joins us right now. Maddie and Crevo. Hey Liam, how are you, mate?
Good morning.
Good
Hello, Liam.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, man. A great episode last night. You and Georgia went on that really cute date. How was it after? Who knew you were such a romantic?
Look, who knew that I had it in me, to be honest? I didn't. I'll say that much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell us about the date. So, guys, you didn't watch it last night.
I missed this one.
He took Georgia on this beautiful date. It was, like, near the Opera House, yeah? Beautiful big bunch of roses. Yeah. And you guys had some really deep chats. And, of course, she did ask the question that I guess a lot of people would be thinking, and that is, are you going to be able to sort of, you know, turn your, I guess, attraction to guys off after? Yeah, absolutely, after the show finishes. I think she's been pretty good about the whole thing.
Yeah, she has been good, but I think a lot of people forget, and, you know, just because I'm bisexual doesn't mean that I'm going to go cheat with the opposite sex or that I need the opposite
sex. Yeah, you find someone... Yeah,
that's right. When you find someone, you want to be with that one person. It's like a heterosexual relationship. If the person's going to cheat, the person's going to cheat. It doesn't come down to the sexuality.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I did want to bring something up with you today, Liam, because I saw this story and I thought it was a pretty shit go, to be honest. This video that's leaked with Jason, he said some pretty mean things about you. What's your reaction to seeing that in the last couple of days?
I'm pretty disappointed and devastated, obviously. Like, watching that, it's not really nice to watch it at all.
Yeah.
And to hear that a fellow cast member, one, feels that way, and two, gets on video and makes a video, I think it's just disgusting, really.
Mm. It's a kind of ignorance that it's just not needed. Like, the show, everyone knows the show is going to have some drama, and it's fine if there's, like, a cheating scandal or something along those lines, but just this kind of blatant insult, there's no need for that.
Do you think he's... No. playing up to the drama, or do you reckon it's...
That's his genuine opinion.
Because I know sometimes they do get egged on by producers and other things take place.
No, but this wasn't on the show.
This was
behind the scenes.
Yeah, off air.
Yeah, but you can still get, you know, carried away and say stupid things.
If you have those opinions generally, like, I think, these aren't newfound opinions, I'm sure. Did you get, like, those vibes, Liam, during filming from him?
We didn't really talk that much.
Yeah.
He didn't really want to talk to me at all, so we didn't really have that talk or connection really to feel if he felt the way he did. But look, that video was made off camera. Like, it was made by all four of them one night out drinking. I think it just goes to show who they really are if you can sit there and go drinking. Like, it's no excuse because you're drunk to... shame and homophobe someone. Like, it's pretty disgusting.
Your wife, it was apparently in the background laughing. Georgia, have you spoken to her about it?
I actually haven't spoken about it, no.
Yeah, no, it sucks, man. And do you know what? When I read this, I thought, wow, what an absolute pig of a man he is. And honestly, he introduces himself as Big Jason, a.k.a. Rackdog Angler, in the video. Like, man, like, that just says it all, doesn't it? Like,
that's
really?
It.
Well, it does. But also, your wife should have been sticking up for you. Like, why?
Yeah.
So you've got to obviously be having that conversation with her throughout the day, because I'd be pretty shitty if my husband didn't have my back in that situation.
That's right, and I think, Johnny and Georgia, especially Georgia, who, you know, is my wife, didn't have my back, didn't stick up for me, or didn't shut it down. Like, I think any other human being really would have shut it down and said, look, this is not okay. Like, if you don't like Liam, sure, great, but, you know, don't be homophobic or fat shame him, like.
There's no need for that. And, like, in one way, it sucks that they did that, but it does at least tell us what their real personality is like. And, you know, I think that gives the public a lot of information so that they know, like, these people, what their real character is like.
Well,
that's it.
You know what, Liam? Maddie here on the show, he's going to hate me for this, but he actually thinks you're cute. So, if, you know, I know the show's not ended yet, but if things don't work out with Georgia.
Give Maddie a call. Show, eh?
Come on, Liam.
No, I request to come on.
Girl, that is so good, man. Look, you've done a great job on the show. I think you've come across really well on the show. So, you know, shame on him, man. Obviously, Maths continues tonight. And look, man, I hope it all works out for you. I honestly do. Good job.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Liam. Cheers. Thanks, Jade.
Wow. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, we're always just trying to find your love,
pretty,
Maddie.
Pretty dog act there that your wife totally. Doesn't like. Well, anyone would say that, but your wife was there and she's laughing in the background or like someone said, mocking your husband.
It's very hurtful and that video came out, but at least we now know what those people are like.
I reckon they're going to break up. I think you're in, Maddie.
Do you know what though? Honestly, this is where they nail down all of their endorsement deals. So something like this isn't good.
Well, it just shows that guy's not of good character, and we just know to avoid now.
Mm.
You know, I'm not buying anything that's been being recommended.
Yeah.
No teeth whitening kits from me.
You don't need it anyway, Frevo.
Thanks,
but
Jade.
Speaking of people with bad characters, though, I have to talk about this painting that's been stolen. And this particular painting, guys, has been stolen four times in the last 400 years.
Haven't we spoken about this story four times as well?
No. This is completely different.
I feel like we've been duped, Maddie.
No, you haven't.
Guys, I've got a personal story.
Just to give you a little insight, what we were going to do is dumb stuff you've seen whilst driving. Jade's like, I've got a better story. More art theft. Great.
No, but this is fascinating because it was like a Van Gogh. Like, I just want to tell you guys to just keep watching the flea markets because, they can't find these paintings. And it's a fascinating story. Can't wait to tell you about it.
Thanks, Jade.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And I believe you've got a art theft story, Jade.
I do.
You got tricked.
Yay.
You know, I love an art heist story, but this one just blew my mind, right? Because a man's been arrested, right, by the Dutch masters that he stole, for which he stole, sorry. So he stole Vincent van Gogh, a painting by him.
Oh, I thought the man.
No. And
dug him up and stole him?
No. And he stole a painting by Frans Hals.
Is this Paul
missing an ear? By Frans Hals as well, right? So he stole these paintings from these two Dutch masters. So they were actually taken from a museum that was closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So the best bit is that he was only 58 years old, this thief, and he only lived about 10 kilometres away from the museum. So rookie error. He didn't get very far to begin with the paintings. But the thing is that they can't recover them. So they've actually now started appealing to the public to come forward with any information because he just won't speak. He won't say where these paintings are.
Yeah, because he's sold them on the black market.
100%. But this is where it got really interesting, right? So one of these paintings, it's called The Two Laughing Boys, and it's actually dated back to 1626, and it's been valued at $12.8 million, and it's actually been stolen twice before in its 400-year history, including as recent as May 2011 from the same museum. So it's
well,
been
they clearly need to reassess their security processes.
But isn't that insane?
At least change the locks. But you know, if you got... Like, this is a tale as old as time.
Change the pin.
If somebody breaks into your house and they don't have to break down the door because they've got the key, you got to change the locks.
The locks. But what blew my mind, though, as well, right, that side of it. But then it got me thinking, somebody really wants that painting. You know, someone's obviously hiring people to break into that museum and get that painting.
It happens more often than you think.
It just blew me away.
High-end art is stolen like quite a lot, or a lot of attempts on it as well, because there's a certain group of people who have a lot of money who will do anything to own those like high-end paintings.
But the thing is, if you look up the painting, I'm just showing
terrible
you guys now.
Terrible painting.
It's not that great. It's very boring.
It's the prestige of owning it, I think,
yeah,
is what drives people crazy.
So
you know, I love the idea. I love history. You guys know me. Mm. But
is it at your house?
It, I wish. Like, but even though I don't think it's ugly.
All right, you big thief.
I get what you mean.
Your fence.
It's the fact that you have it. But someone does out there. But you never know. This painting, look it up. It's called The Work of... what's it called again?
The Two Laughing Men.
The Two Laughing Boys. Okay. Sorry. By Franz...
Look it up. You won't be impressed.
I think we're done here, aren't we?
Yeah, we're done. But, okay. But the thing is that you never know where that painting will end up. Like, eventually...
It's not going to end up at the...
Back in an art gallery somewhere.
Sale in Broadmeadow, Jade.
It might.
It's just not.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the world
go? Yeah, Crevo, oh my God, Facebook Marketplace lately. I tell you what, you have been selling some weird stuff on there.
Well, so I've really noticed weird. this is, look, it's pertinent that you bring this up because I've noticed you've been liking my items, which is, you've never done this before because you find secondhand goods and like antiques essentially
boring.
Repulsive and boring.
Yeah.
Right? Repulsive is a strong word.
Oh, yeah, no, you do.
You're
always like, what is
that?
Someone's paying $22.
To give you some context, Crevo buys and sells. He's Newcastle's celebrity buyer and seller on Facebook Marketplace. You are very famous. A lot of people know
I've
you for this.
I've got a few bits and bobs in my back shed that I sell off and make a few dollars.
And that's why you're called Millionaire Mark.
No, you
it's
don't.
It's a whole big wind-up, right? Anyway.
It's not.
There's a few.
Your shed, there is no room for anything else in that shed other than your stock.
Well, look, there's a few bigger pits in there, like some furniture and stuff. I'll admit it, right? But you've been liking weird, unusual items, right? From the things I have for sale.
They keep popping up in my news feed, and
I don't know why that is either.
I find them really funny, to be honest.
It must be because he's liking them, so now it's coming into your algorithm.
More and more.
Well, I must get notifications with each new thing. I want to talk about the things that I've liked next because I honestly think that there's no way on planet Earth that you could sell these items. I think they're just so ridiculous and the price is so high that there's just no chance anybody would want to buy them.
All right. We're picking through the weirdest stuff I sell with a fine-tooth comb up next.
Do you know what I'd like you to do, Crevo?
What?
I'd like you to give us the sales spiel.
Okay.
Of, like, how you would, like, sell these weird items to an unsuspecting customer.
Oh, no, you're probably going to get me because I get sucked in.
Good.
Good test.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
My hair, gee, thanks. Just put it up there. I like it. I want it. I got it. Get money, get rich, baby, tap in.
I got bills.
If you're new to this show, Crevo is the king of the side hustle. So he's got like this little business on the side where he like goes and finds like just, in my opinion, junk. Mm-hmm. And he on-sells it and makes a profit on Facebook Marketplace. So many people know about this. You get a lot of customers that come through that listen to the show, right?
Occasionally people do.
I love what you do.
Well, thanks, Jade.
I love your junk because it's not so much junk as I like what's his name? Maddie makes out to be.
Craig.
Sorry.
but it's treasure.
Yeah, well, a lot of people see junk. I see treasure, right?
Yeah.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Now, I don't know what's happened on Facebook recently. The algorithms have shifted, but I'm getting notifications every time you list an item on Facebook Marketplace. And I look at some of these things and I think, what sucker is buying this?
Okay.
Honestly.
All right. A few things you reckon are too wild.
What
yeah?
I want to do today is run through a few of my favourites that I've seen over the past week. Now, we're going to do some loose characters here. Jade, you're the bored, middle-aged housewife that likes to buy random things on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
You're open to, you know, someone like Crevo to sell you something you don't need. And I'm the you know, unenthused husband that's been dragged along to lift it.
Awesome. So I'm just playing myself.
Exactly.
Right, so
it's going to be easy for you.
The first item I want to talk about today, Crevo, is this. A pair of Doc Martens large, not sure what size. $62. These boots look like they've been left out in the garden for at least 12 to 2 years.
Oh, then
12 to 24 months.
They're not that bad.
Have a look
first
at these.
Of all.
My first question is who is buying a pair of shoes when they don't know what size they are?
Okay, to be fair, just so you can check, I've put the tape measure up against it so you can see how long the sole is. So if you already own a pair of Doc Martens, you can compare and see if it's the right size
for
you.
That's really clever,
how
actually.
How would you sell this item to a person looking for some Doc Martens?
So these are the ones you want to get because these are the original ones that were made in England.
Oh, wow.
So back then the quality was much better. And in fact, if you technically go into it, you can probably get Doc Martin to repair them if anything goes wrong. Because
you ain't repairing these. If I could show you the picture, they are horrific.
These are leather boots, Maddie. That
very
bad
condition.
Not all shoes have to be white Air Force Ones like you like to wear, right?
No, because they're already pre-worn, aged, moulded.
Okay,
soft and beautiful.
You say molded, they've definitely got mold on them.
They do not. Okay, normally a pair of boots like that, even on the second-hand market, is over $100.
And don't they have a lifetime warranty?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what Crevo means by they can be taken to Doc Martens and repaired.
These boots look like
good investment.
Crevo's dug up a corpse and taken the shoes out of the coffin. That's what these shoes look like. Okay, would you buy these, Jade? Your soul?
Well, Yeah, if
they're the right size.
They're the right size.
It's a deal.
And you know what you can do? You get Glad Wrap and you actually shove Glad Wrap down the bottom of the shoe to make them fit.
There you go.
And then it doesn't hurt your feet.
If they're not quite the right size.
Love some clown shoes.
No, I've done that with high heels before. It works a treat.
Good tip.
All right, moving on to the next item that I thought was ridiculous. Who is buying this? Small lot of golf balls in the bucket. $6. There's a white bucket full of maybe like 15 golf balls. Now, who's buying these old, ratty, multicolored golf balls, Creever?
Oh, golf balls sell like crazy. I've already sold about $30 worth this week.
No, because they're quite expensive to buy brand new. So if you can get them secondhand like that.
People want them for practice, right?
Putting around the yard.
Around the yard, or maybe you live on acres, you can just smash them off into the field. People
totally
love them.
Totally useless. Like old golf balls. First of all, who is going around collecting them?
Well, no, actually golfers. So I had a friend who used to be an amateur Australian golfer.
Yeah.
And he'd go say to me, oh, Jade, you want to come to the golf course, go searching for golf balls?
Yeah.
Because I need some more. So we'd go into like the dodgy, you know, areas where you're not meant to hit them because they're meant to be on the straight.
Right, yeah.
And we get them.
That's a great deal.
I love this one. So Jade sold on the golf balls.
Yeah,
buying those.
Sold on the shoes.
$6 bargain.
I want to talk about this one as well. Mm. Large, very solid pogo stick adult size. $22.
You know what?
Who's buying that, Crevo? I can't stress this enough.
I'd actually be interested in that.
Yeah, you know what? Good fitness on Pogo 6.
It's
core
great
strength.
Fitness, yeah.
And you know what? Back in my day when I was a younger kid, that's all we had to play with. There was no video games. Get your kids on Pogo 6.
Also, Maddie, I've got some news. I just sold that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's gone. Sorry if you're interested in listening. The pogo stick is no longer available. but that was a very good quality one. So a pogo stick like that, if you're wanting to buy it new, you're pushing $100. It's not like a Big W Kids one. That's like a quality one.
Where did you find this pogo stick?
I bought it secondhand. But I paid $10, I think. So I think I sold it for $20, 100%.
That's all right.
100% markup. Pretty good.
I just don't know how you bothered.
Well, different strokes for different folks, Matty. You know, like it.
Oh, well, look, there you go.
It's a different vibe.
Mark Crevo, if you're a big Facebook marketplace guy or gal.
I don't think you could ever work in sales. I don't think you have a sales mind like Crevo and I.
Matty is like too generous, which is a great personality trait, but not for sales because you're like, oh, look, I only paid $10 for it. You can have it for $10. Like, that's your vibe. That's what it's really worth, you know? Like,
you're terrible as well, Jade. Look at you.
It's because
right
I'm super optimistic, so I can see this, like, the silver lining in everything.
I like you, Jade. Great minds think alike.
Do you know once Jade tried to sell a bag of sand that she got for free on Facebook Marketplace? Remember that? You guys are cool,
great for floods. You know? just had them.
You guys are cool. Birthday lotto up next worth $500 today, guys. Yeah. We are looking for which month, Crevo?
June. It's come up June.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto. Ooh. It's the easiest way to win cash in Newcastle. All you need is a birthday to play.
How much is on offer today?
$500.
Oh, it's up there.
What would you do with $500, Crevo?
Big old round number, $500. I'm looking at artwork at the moment that I want to buy.
Boring.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, where are you got nowhere to hang it?
Yeah, I've got some more spaces.
Where?
Probably like near the hallway there.
Okay, interesting.
And I want to move some stuff around. I like artwork. That's my thing.
How do you know what walls are free for art in Crevo's house, Jade?
Jade goes around on the regular with a tape measure.
Because I just know where he has things at the moment.
Yeah, that's but all. I like to move stuff around.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
So attentive, this team, isn't it?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Anyway, we're going to David right now. He's from Williamtown. He's a car mechanic. The highlight of his week has been Easter. He went to Sydney with the family, which is pretty cool. But what I love about David is that in his spare time, he's actually a drag racer, which is awesome. Hey, mate, how you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Good. Hey. So how'd you get into drag racing?
I got into it through my father. He's been drag racing since he was young as well.
Yep. So where do you do it? In the Hunter?
No, so you can't do it in Newcastle. There's no like facility in Newcastle for it. The closest is really Sydney.
Right, okay.
So at like Eastern Creek.
Yeah.
You need to start lobbying your Tullin Elms for this.
People have been doing that
David.
For years, haven't they?
Yeah,
trying to
people
get that.
Have been doing it for a long time now. There was talk of one going up near Raymond Terrace there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, surely there's room out at Cessnock or like you said,
yeah,
Raymond Terrace. Plenty of room.
Everywhere, really.
It'd be great. What an asset to like our community if that happened. Great tourism.
You say that so seriously, Jade. Here we go. Let's spin these birthday balls for you, David. $500. What are you spending the money on if you win today, Dave?
Stuff for the car, yeah?
Yeah, look, I think I'd have to spend it on the car.
Of course you would.
When's your next big race?
I'm not too sure. I think it's in September. All this COVID stuff going on, so yeah.
True. All right, well, I've pulled out Lucky Ball 20.
No, I'm on the 6th.
Too bad.
Sorry, bro. Thank you, though. $500 still in play, playing again before 9 o'clock this morning, guys. Coming up after 8 o'clock, guys, we're chatting to somebody from Give It, which is the organization that we're donating all the proceeds of our Novos Flood Relief Beer, which is on sale now, still Styx Brewery, styx.com.au, $70 a case, doing a beautiful pale ale and a ginger beer as well. We'll do more details on that next, plus weather whiskey on the way. New FM, good morning.
Newcastle's New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kids World, Playland, Green Hills. Fun, food, play. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, my name is Max. I go to Merriweather Public School and I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. I'd like to give a quick shout-out to all my friends from school and all the garbos picking up your rubbish this morning. Keep up the great work, guys. Now on to today's weather. A cloudy day ahead with the high chance of showers and light winds becoming southeasterly. We're expecting a top of 25 degrees in the city and 25 degrees inland. A partly cloudy day tomorrow with the high chance of showers, most likely in the morning and afternoon. And mostly sunny with the slight chance of a shower on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home. And Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. There's like skin deep level prank and then there's Jackson pranks. Prank. Like he really goes borderline sadistic. Remember that time he was going to kidnap me in a van?
Yeah, but I didn't because I realised how bad that would have been.
The No-Gos.
New FM. That makes the
world go. Guys, standing O for Max.
Yeah, I know. So good.
Shout out to all the Garbos.
I'd like to shout them out as well. They're collecting in my street this morning. And holla at ya.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Max's mum, make sure you put him into radio or something. He's got the voice and the attitude as well.
Yeah.
Do you know, it really puts us to shame because, you know, 10, 15 years from now, these are the people that will take our jobs.
When we get put to pasture.
Get out. Off you go.
On your way.
Oh, big shout out, Max, anyway. You've walking away with a birthday party at Kids World Playland at Green Hills, where it's all about food, fun, and play. But, guys, I love this part of my morning, getting the goss from producer Jackson.
Yeah, so Lily Allen, she's done a bit of a live stream on Instagram. She's opened up about her plastic surgeries. Also, too, what's Caitlyn Jenner doing with her life? Where is she going to go next? I've got details.
Interesting. She's an interesting person.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What if you swindled for free this song?
Oh, come
you
got to
share
it.
The fruits of your labor, Jade.
I haven't. You know what? It actually feels like a shoebox.
Oh, did you plug Skechers recently on the air?
No, I didn't, but we did talk about my side hustle in the foot modelling world not long ago. So,
oh, my God.
I have a feeling like maybe it could be a shoe from a secret
admirer.
Like a smelly
foot
shoe.
Admirer. Yeah, maybe.
Or brand new shoes. Like, wear these and send a photo.
But I don't want to open it up yet. I want a surprise for at the end of the show.
Okay. Jackson, good morning. Do you think it's a smelly shoe?
Look, I hope not.
Wouldn't put it past Jade, you know.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What, me ordering people's
look,
smelly
shoes?
Look,
send me a smelly shoe. I'll model it and you pay me $200.
Yeah, maybe it's a fresh kick for her to wear and it's going to look grossed up.
Oh, well, look, it's a tough life for some, isn't it?
Being an influencer.
What's the goss right now with producer Jackson, though?
Let's kick off with Caitlyn Jenner, all right? Did you see her on The Masked Singer, by the way?
No. No.
In the morning feeling like he did.
It's actually one of the most amazing things I've ever seen her do. 71 years old, singing Kesha. Do you want a little bit more?
Yes, please.
For the night, I ain't coming back.
Oh my God.
So fantastic, right? No, she's not hitting the studio. She's not putting out an album.
Well, I'm not surprised by that.
She is going to try and run, though, for the governor of California.
Really?
Yeah, they're saying that she's in talks now to run over the next election. But she's concerned because she's not sure how the people are going to take her.
Oh, well, I think fine.
Can I just say, poor Kris Jenner.
No, I mean, it's like...
What do you mean?
What's
imagine
wrong with that?
Seeing your ex singing this on national television.
What's wrong
how
with that?
Embarrassing.
Oh, it'd be sad because you'd be like, oh, I miss being woken up by this.
It's a bit of fun. It's, it's a funny comedic TV show.
I don't best, see ready. Anything wrong with it at all.
Don't stop till I walk in.
Oh my God. It's so good. I'm going to make it my ringtone. So anyway, we'll see. I don't know.
Just turn it off, Jackson.
Like you know what?
I like
she sounds great for 71 years old. Because your voice starts to go a little bit funny when you sort of get the older years.
True.
The voice is very distinctive, right? Mm. So it would be so easy to guess. Would have been unmasked straight away, yeah?
Yeah.
Don't stop. Make it part.
The judges
make the music.
Absolutely lost it. You should have seen Nicole Scherzinger just losing her But apparently...
The big zinger.
Yeah. apparently, Caitlin's trying to get President Donald Trump's backing for their running for governor of California. So we'll see how that goes.
Good luck to her.
Yeah. Look, anyway.
So, I mean, it'd be the same party. Like,
well,
do you see backing? Yeah, okay, that's interesting.
It's just an endorsement.
Just
a bit of an endorsement.
Could be from anything.
Oh. Well, I mean, what more endorsement do you need?
Wake up in the morning, Bill.
Come on, get Kesha on board. moving on to Lily Allen. So she's done this little live stream on Instagram, which the celebs love doing. Someone asked about some plastic surgery that she's had that she might have regretted at one stage.
Yeah, I had lipo once, and... on my bum many years ago. I was with this guy and he was like, what are these scars? And I was so embarrassed, I said, it's from a hip replacement.
It's an interesting way to lie about it.
Good for her.
She's got very honest too about her skin.
I mean, I drink like 500 milliliters of water every day and use a variety of filters on Instagram.
Okay.
She's not the most excited sounding person, is she?
That's her humour, though.
Is it?
Yeah, because normally people are like, oh, I drink like 4 litres of water a day and, and my skin's naturally beautiful, whereas she's like, I drink 500 millilitres, which is a tiny bottle, and then use filters to fix my skin.
Isn't humour varied? Because I just hear that and I didn't get any lols out of it. I just thought, what a boring interview.
She's very sarcastic, I think.
Yeah.
You need like a bit of a pump up. Wake up in the morning.
Thank you. that's made my day, Jackson. I had no idea that Caitlin was on The Masked Singer.
It's so. I'll send you the video. It's
Thank
even
you.
Better.
Please do. Hey, guys, up next, we are chatting to a very special rep from Give It, which is the organisation that we've teamed up with for our Novos Flood Relief Beer. Styx Brewery, of course, is making our beautiful beer, pale ale, ginger ale. All the money raised goes to Give It. What's wrong, Jade? You're pulling faces. No,
you just said ginger ear.
Ginger ear.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. That's okay. It's ginger beer.
We got it. We got
it's
the idea.
Yummy.
Anyway, we're chatting to Give It next to see where this money that goes. This is serious stuff.
It is very serious.
You just
serious.
Said something funny, that's all.
So can we not laugh in your presence?
No.
Don't laugh at me.
Anyway, chatting to Give It next. We're going to ask them where the money's going, all about the organisation. It's very important. We'll speak to them next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, very exciting. We have teamed up with our Styx Brewery for our Novos Flood Relief Beer. We are raising money for flood victims right up and down the east coast of New South Wales.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo and Styx Brewery raising money together for flood relief. You can buy and enjoy responsibly the Novos Flood Relief Beer. Just head over to styxbrewery.com.au now.
Yeah, this is so good. All the money raised from every single case or can sold will go to Give It, which is a great organisation that's doing some real good work on the ground, of course, in the aftermath of this flood. Now, we're going to speak to Scott Barrett now. He's the New South Wales manager for Give It. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Pleasure. Anytime. Now, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about Give It for those who haven't heard of the work that you guys do?
Give It, in a way, is a matchmaking service between people that have stuff and people that need stuff. So we get out there, we find out the genuine needs that people have in the community, after, particularly after an event like we've seen with the floods.
Yeah.
We make those needs visible so people can contribute directly toward those items, be that through having those items and getting them to the people that need them, or giving us the cash. You know, if they want to give us $60, we then take $60 and go and buy the school uniforms that, that those people need. So it's, in a way, it's a matchmaking service.
Right, okay.
That's really interesting and really helpful, because a lot of the times when there is, say, a natural disaster or something, charities are overwhelmed with donations because people are feeling the empathy for their fellow, you know, countrymen, but they give something that maybe isn't needed, or they already have a lot of that. The charity already has a lot of that.
Yeah, people want to help, and that's fantastic. What we need to do, though, is make sure that that generosity is directed into the right channels and in the right way. So that's by identifying the needs that the people have and getting those things through to them. And you're right, it might not necessarily be that what they're offering isn't a good thing. It's just what's not needed at the moment,
or they
might already have lots of them. So this is a way of getting the right things to these people.
So can you tell me, Scott, what do people need at the moment what do people need at the moment who have been affected by the flood? So
some examples as well.
Yeah, like who have you been helping, and like what is the call at, like at Port Macquarie and places that really got hammered by the floods?
Yeah, some of the things we're looking at now, and you see these items change over an event, but some of the things we're seeing now are white goods, as some people are able to get back into their homes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they've done a bit of a clean-up and they can get back in. Remember, you know, you say these people have lost everything, which, you know, you can rattle around in your head, but if you just have a think about your lounge room and picture everything in that lounge room under a metre and a half of water, brown, dirty, gross, muddy water, there's a lot of things that you need to go in there and replace. So we're doing things like Wycood at this stage. We're still doing, for some people, fuel vouchers, because that's where they're at in their recovery. Cleaning products, because that's where they're at. It depends where they are up and down the coast. Different people are affected different ways, and it depends where they are as far as their recovery is concerned.
I'm actually looking at your website, and you actually have items that people need. So, as well, so like I'm looking at one, for example, here you've got written grocery voucher, $100, you know, for someone at Port Macquarie. And
well, this is what it's so needs based and direct, and it's fantastic.
It's incredible that you can actually see what's listed to help people.
That, yeah, and that's one of the big things. And one of the other things that we've noticed as well, we do try and do a lot of vouchers. Now, I know that's not as sexy as some other things that people can donate, but what it means, if we do a $100 grocery voucher, it means mum can walk into the grocery store and buy the yogurt that the kids like, you know, and buy the cereal that they eat, rather than getting stuff that someone might have had sitting up the back of their cupboard.
Hey, Scott.
Same thing with clothes as well. You know, we'll buy a clothes voucher for someone to go in and buy the school uniform that they need.
Mm.
Scott, tell us, of course, you know, obviously the flood and the recovery, it's not in the news as much, so it's not really in our psyche, the general psyche, rather, at the moment. And this recovery still has a long way to go. Can you tell me how many, you know, roughly people have been displaced by this and how many people you guys have helped so far?
To be honest, those numbers are still coming through as people look at their homes. They thought they might have been okay, but then when they've actually looked into it, it's done some substantial damage to the foundations of their house.
Mm. Yeah.
The need for, you know, people recovering for this flood will go on for years. You know, there's not, and also, don't forget, it's not just the people that were directly affected. What about that guy that lost his job because the business he worked at has been washed out
absolutely,
as well?
His house
might be fine, but now he doesn't have a job. So the flow-on effects from this will be huge. You know, the community hall that got knocked over, you know, we know of schools that have been badly affected as well. So the need's going to be ongoing.
Yep.
And it will shift over time as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Scott. And we are trying to do our little bit here. Of course, the Novo's Flood Relief Beer. All the money raised will go directly to GiveIt, which is giveit.org.au. And this is really going to help people on the ground. So please get involved. You get some beautiful local beer in exchange for your generosity. And this is such a fantastic cause.
And the other thing about this, so we will use all that money because we have partnerships with the New South Wales government, which means that we can provide this service. So, you know, if someone's buying a box of beer, I'm not sure what they're selling for at the moment, but, you know, if we get $50, that's $50 we're going to spend.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. And I just want to make mention now, we're going to do a special, like, offer here. If you, as a business, you buy 5 cases of beer, which is $350, you actually will get a plug on the show. We can mention your business, whatever you want
we'll
to say.
We'll even come out, do a video for you. Yeah, absolutely.
We'll do all that stuff. So if you've got a business, get some beer, maybe give it to your staff or whatever, or keep it for yourself and get a plug.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the world
go. 105 minutes commercial freeze. Kicking off next with Jackson.
Yo.
Hello. Oh, Biebs.
Oh, the Biebs. I thought you'd like this, Maddie.
I really do. Jade is obsessed with his new album.
Actually.
Every morning I get in the car, Justin's new album, Justice, is playing.
I'm obsessed with the TikTok of him getting out of cars and shutting the door on his wife. Like, he just forgets that she's there.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't wait to
very
great
that. TikTok, yeah.
Sammy Smith. This song's really had some legs, hasn't it?
It has. It keeps on running as well. Also, too, the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, classic.
Talk about a song with legs.
that has real legs. That's a real long time this song's been on. Hey, guys, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after 9 o'clock. And up next, of course, we are chatting to some more people, Jade, who are buying some beer.
Oh, we are. Okay, on 10:09, if you want to chat, buy some beer. Sorry, I thought we were going on to a different segment.
No.
Had plants destroyed your house. We've made a change.
Yeah.
Oh, you just weren't listening, yeah. Doll.
No, I wasn't.
You missed out. So, if you're a business and you want to buy 5 cases of beer for flood relief, we'll give you a plug on the radio. It's about $350, little delivery fee in there as well, and we'll bring it out to your business. Every single dollar going to flood relief to give it the lovely charity who we just spoke with a couple of minutes
this
ago.
This is so brilliant. Very easy. 131009. Keep calling. If you want to give your business a plug and help out a great cause, let's do this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo and Styx Brewery.
Raising money together for flood relief.
Buy and enjoy responsibly. The Novos Flood Relief Beer.
Just head over to styxbrewery.com.au now.
Yeah, anyone can order it online. And, of course, we have said if you buy 5 cases right now, it's $350 as a small delivery fee, and we'll bring it out to your business, mm-hmm. and you get a plug for your business. You can say what you want about it right now on the air.
All right, let's go to our first generous business, Jade.
Yes, okay, we're going to Josh from JKB Building. Good morning.
Hi, how you going?
Good, hey, thank Joshy. You so much for getting on board and buying some cases of our flood relief beer. So tell us about your business.
We're a small residential and commercial builder. Oh, carpenter in Newcastle.
Yep.
Now, I've heard a lot of builders are booked out. Do you have any room left on your books this year?
We're probably three and a half months out now, I think.
That's all right. Give some people to budget and stuff.
And to plan.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, all right. So, JKB Building, can we find you on Facebook, Instagram? What's the go?
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram.
Good stuff.
Perfect. Thank you so much for getting involved, Josh, and donating to a great cause.
Appreciate your call, mate. That's so kind. Thank you. Let's go to Michael on line one now. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Yeah, I'm going good.
Stop. Hey, we are doing well. First of all, thank you very much. Michael Kennedy Floors. Tell us about your business, please.
We're a premium floor tiling company. We've been tiling for over 40 years. We're in the HIA. We tiled the Wickham train station in Newcastle. All the floors in there. So,
oh, well, they are good floors, Michael. They are good floors.
Right near Maddie's house. He knows them well.
That's good. Yeah. And we give quality guarantee, and we seal your floor for 15 years so the grout doesn't get stained. With same proof,
yes. Oh, that's fantastic.
We do that for free with every pool.
How good's that? Well, thank you very much for donating. That's very generous.
And Facebook and Instagram, people can find you?
Mainly website and Facebook.
All right, give us your website, Michael.
Yes, michaelkennedyfloors.com.au.
Perfect. 5 cases on the way. Good
Excellent.
Stuff.
All right, next it's time to meet Nick. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right, yourself?
Excellent. What's the name of your business, first of all?
MJM Bathroom Renovations and Tiling.
All right, fantastic. And you guys just do mostly residential stuff, or what do you guys focus on?
Just all residential, just bathroom renovations mainly.
And the best place to find you?
Just Facebook.
Awesome.
Yep. So MJM. N for Nelly, J for Jade, and M for Maddie.
Yep.
Bathroom renovations and tiling. Thanks for your generosity,
man.
Yeah. 5
no
cases.
Problem at all. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Nick. I can't believe how generous people are. This is so good.
All right. Awesome. We're going to Taylor now from First Choice Automotive. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, hey. Really good. Thank you. So tell us about your business.
Yeah, so we are an automotive supplier supplying parts to Newcastle and the Hunter.
Perfect. So you supply to mechanics, or can you supply to anyone who wants to buy a part and put it into their vehicle?
Yeah, so we supply to mechanics, but also general public as well.
Perfect. And how long's First Choice Automotive been around for?
We've been around for around 20 years.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. And how can people reach you if they want to get in touch?
So they can find us on Facebook and Instagram at any of our warehouses at Wickham, Maitland and Cardiff.
Oh, Taylor, thank you so much. So where's the beer going? Are you distributing it around the office?
Yes, we probably will
good.
Be.
Awesome.
Happy days.
Friday drinks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Taylor. Keep them coming as well. 131009. If you buy 5 cases of our Novos Flood Relief Beer, $350, we can give you a plug on the air right now. I believe we've got one more. Producer Jackson, do we have one coming through now? We just sell as much as we can, hey?
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Open it up, guys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We're trying to raise as much money for all these people that have really struggled through the floods.
Let's go to Matthew. Hey, Matthew, how are you?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, going well, mate. Tell us about your business.
Mate, we're based in the Hunter Valley. I do a lot of property maintenance. Yeah, my business name's Aura, A-O-R-A, Building and Home Maintenance. We look after this total heavy man stuff, mate, around the Hunter Valley.
Good stuff, man. Now tell us, how can people get in touch with you and tell us what kind of work that you do?
Mate, so what we do, we can find us on Facebook or Instagram.
Also. Yeah, fantastic.
Most stuff we do is pretty much everything, tiling, any bathroom renovations, any small jobs, anything like that around the Hunter Valley area, mate.
Okay, so when you say maintenance too, I'm just curious, like as a woman, like if I was single and stuff like that, do you guys, help out? With, garden maintenance as well? Yeah, is it more light bulb changing and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so literally anything, mate. So
nice.
Anything that needs to be done around the house that can't be done for whoever's there. So
Aura,
O-R-A. A-O-R-A.
Yep, that's it, mate.
Perfect.
Good stuff, man. Thank you so much for your generosity, Matthew. We really appreciate it. And wow, there you go. You can still buy these cases at Styx, STYXbrewery.com.au. And we'll continue this tomorrow. If you want to get your business on the air, 5 cases, $350. We'll keep this running until it sells out because this has been so good. And thank you to everyone out there for all of your generosity. It's been great.
We really appreciate it.
All right. We are playing Birthday Lotto right now. This is where we pick a month at random. You're born in that month. You call the show on 13 10 09. First in gets to spin the Birthday Lotto balls. And we're looking for the month of
November.
Woohoo. All right, November babies.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is
The No-Go's.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. Lotto.
$500 right now with Birthday Lotto. All you have to do is have a birthday to play. If you're born in November, it was your lucky month, and you could call the show on 13 10 09. Right now we're going to our lucky caller.
Yeah, let's go to Annette, just back from camping and says she's relaxing. Thailand is on her bucket list. Been once and is desperate to get back. She loves a beer and maybe wants to get some Novo's Flood Relief Beer. Great idea, Annette. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Hey, Thailand. Where did you go in Thailand? I love that country.
Patonga.
Oh, I haven't been there. So tell us about your holiday there. Was it many years ago?
Patong Beach. The beach was just up the road.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay. Oh, you were living your best life there, weren't you?
Yeah. The first day we went shopping to get some clothes because we only took a carry-on.
Yeah. Yeah, clever.
And we went shopping and got lost.
Oh, it's always bad. Do you know what? Hey, Annette, I don't know about you. When I was on Phi Island, I didn't realise. I went swimming one morning and I was like, oh, my God, what's that brown thing floating next to me? You know what it was. Was there that much of that happening at your beach?
No, we did.
You got the clean waters.
We did go around the Phi Islands and that. They had a cruise thing going around there, so we went there.
Yeah. Nice. Lots of little floaters in the beach there. Yeah,
you were living your best life, weren't you, Annette? Near the clean beach.
Lots of chocolate eggs.
Getting lost shopping. What more do you want in life?
All right, Annette. So you're born in November. I'm spinning your birthday balls, and I've pulled out the 21st.
Oh! Mine's the
24th. Oh, damn it.
Sorry, Annette.
You got us then. Sorry, Annette. Oh, thank you for playing. Worth $525 tomorrow. Hope you get back to Thailand soon to your clean beach. Always good. 105 minutes commercial free is kicking off next with Jackson. Hello.
Yo. Shawnee Mendes.
My man.
Is in there.
Yeah. Awesome.
You just got to knock out Camilla.
Not hard. Oh, no.
Nah, she's going strong. How long have they been dating for now? Him. 2 years?
Yeah.
A while.
How long's the scam been going?
No, it's not a scam. They love each other.
Tight contract. A lot of money. Ed Sheeran, Eminem.
Nice one.
River. Franz Ferdinand as well.
Here's a great song. Haven't heard this one in a while. Thank you, Jackson. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. And don't forget, the Novo's Flood Relief Beer on sale now. Styxbrewery.com.au to buy. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Get your new FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.